AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a deal has been reached to return hostages held in the Gaza Strip. His security cabinet will meet later today, and then the government needs to approve the long-awaited hostage deal. It means a pause in the fighting in Gaza and sees dozens of hostages held by militants in Gaza released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Dr. Hagar Mizrani with the Israeli Ministry of Health says they're ready to treat the hostages.
After a very long time being held in tunnels under the ground with no appropriate treatment, no light, no maybe conditions which they are not able to speak or hear, and we are very worried about this thing.
Israeli airstrikes, meantime, killed at least 72 people in Gaza yesterday. More than a week after the devastating and deadly wildfire started around Los Angeles, people evacuated are being told their return is on hold. Anthony Maroney is L.A. County Fire Chief.
The repopulation of residents in the evacuation order areas will not occur for at least one more week. For the areas that are deemed safe.
More than 80,000 people are still under evacuation orders. Many do not know what, if anything, is left of their houses, apartments, and possessions. In Taiwan, former Vice President Mike Pence called on President-elect Donald Trump to renew his pledge to support Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Most concerning of all, the fall of Taiwan would likely spark a new nuclear arms race. Smaller Asian nations concerned about Chinese aggression would no longer be confident of American deterrence.
Three lawyers who once represented the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have been jailed in Russia as part of the Kremlin's crackdown on dissent. This is AP News. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether TikTok should shut down in a few days under a federal law to force a sale by the Chinese company that owns it.
Two Democratic senators are urging President Biden to extend the TikTok deadline by 90 days.
We're asking for more time.
Democratic Senator Ed Markey.
Even as we're debating, TikTok users are flocking to a Chinese app with no reported presence in the United States.
Currently, federal law requires that the video sharing platform divest itself from its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or shut down its U.S. operations this weekend. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for National Security Advisor, Florida Representative Mike Waltz, also said in an interview this week that Trump is exploring options to preserve TikTok. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
The Chinese government says the country's population fell last year for the third straight year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.